Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New beginnings are not just for the young. We'd like to say welcome and thank you for joining us this third week of this new year. Amen. It is good to be in the land of the living. Amen. And I do not take that for granted. Amen. For those of you who are listening by internet, if you would like to call in and participate when the mics are open, The speaker opens the mic. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. You can also pull this information up on the archive once it's over and share it with a family or a friend. Be a blessing, amen, in this year, amen, in this season. Be a blessing. Share this. You can go into Blog Talk Radio and then type in, "We can begin again. We can begin again." Amen. And share this message, amen, with a family, friend, or even a foe. Amen. Because all are welcome into the kingdom. Amen. As we move forward, we know we are in our third week, amen, with the dynamic speaker, Pastor Dawn Mixon from Mount Calvary Holy Church in Huntington, New York. Amen. And she is coming with a word for you. Telephone, tell a friend, amen, that that Pastor Dawn has a word for them this evening, amen. They do not want to miss out on a word for them, amen. The word says, the Bible says, amen, how good it is to preach except those. How can you hear or how can you a person preach if they have not been sent, amen? And we believe that she has one. She is one who has been sent with an anointing spirit, amen. And we do thank her for participating and coming on. And it also talks about how beautiful are the feet if they preach the gospel of peace, bringing glad tidings, amen. Anytime the word is open to our ear gates, amen, it is glad tidings. It teaches us not only how to live a good life, amen, but also how to have salvation as we live this life. So we are excited anytime the word is preached, amen. So we do thank you once again for being a part of this hour. I'm not going to take up too much time. I'm going to move forward, and the next voice that you hear will be none other than Pastor Dawn Mixon from Mount Calvary, Huntington, Long Island, New York. Amen. May God bless you. Pastor Mixon, are you there?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless each and every one of you who are on the line today. I hope you can hear me clearly. And there is a word from the Lord on today for you. And I do thank Elder Clay and Lady Clay for allowing me to take these third Wednesdays and to share with you. Please call somebody, dial somebody, let somebody know that we are on the line. And we will be on this line for about an hour. I'm always excited when the Lord is so kind to us to share a word with us, and I pray that what she shares with us will be relevant to your today. And so we're grateful to God. I'm going to just have a word of prayer, and we're going to go familiar passage of Scripture. And as I always share with you, as my mentor does, there is no new Scripture. There is no new Bible, but there is new revelation and great revelation that God gives us. And so we are thankful to God for that. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this opportunity to glean through your word. We pray that everyone that is listening, that has an ear to hear, what the word of God and what you have to say today, we pray, God, that they will hear what you're saying and apply it to their life. Let us not just be hearers of the word only, but let us be doers of the word. Yeah. And we pray today that you will change our hearts and minds, that we will see you clearly, hear you clearly, and do the work you've called us to do. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed, amen and amen. All right, Matthew. We're going to Matthew, the gospel according to Matthew, the 25th chapter, starting at verse 14 to the 30th verses. Again, a familiar passage of Scripture. Amen, and I believe God has something to say. The word of the Lord reads, starting verse 14, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. And then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2 also gained other 2. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so that had received five came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents, and behold, I have gained beside them five talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Verse 22, he also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thy into the joy of the Lord. Then verse 24, then he which received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All right, I want to share with you just for a few minutes from the subject, it's my responsibility. My responsibility. You can write that down as title. It is my responsibility. And I want to talk today on tonight about being a good steward, over the things that the Lord has blessed us with. If we will really take note to what God has done for us, all of us have a job that we are assigned to that is attached to someone else's benefit or productivity. But what happens when we no longer want or feel like being responsible? It holds us blessings and movement in your path of God's structure for your growth spiritually and naturally. I'm going to say that again. When we no longer feel like being responsible, what it does, it holds up blessings and movement in your path of God's structure for your growth spiritually and naturally. So you ask the question, what is holding up God's promise in my life? It is not God. It is your responsibility to God that is holding up progress in your life. And so what I have to understand, we often look at things, but we don't look at it when things don't happen in the time frame we have the expectation for it to happen. We hold on to the prophetical word from God over our life, but we don't take the responsibility that is attached to that prophetical word over our life. And we find ourselves in a place where we're in limbo because we have not yet done what we were supposed to do. And so we've got to understand that Christ called us to manage what God has created on his behalf. So in other words, everything that was made God had an assignment for mankind to govern over all things. Man was supposed to govern over all things. And when we came to this earth, people of God, it does not matter how you got here. It doesn't matter if your mother and father was not married. It does not matter if you were here due to a rape. It doesn't matter, you know, if you were born into a that has 15 children. What you have to understand is your assignment is your assignment. Your responsibility is your responsibility. Let me explain something to you, because sometimes we're so in the responsibility. We have so many responsibilities. Some of us, there are some who have the five or more. There are some who have two, and there have some who have one. And it gets to a place in your life where you've been so responsible. I was talking to my baby sister on the other day, and I looked, and we were FaceTiming, and I said, "Hey, sis, what's going on?" And she said to me, "You know what? I'm just tired of being responsible." And I understood the statement, because when you're responsible, that means you are the one that God or people are looking to make sure that things are being done in the order that it should be. And sometimes you feel like a failure. Sometimes you don't have enough time in the day to take care of all the responsibilities you have during the day. And so that's why it's very important that we have to be good stewards over the things that God called us to be over. Because when I take the fact that the job that I have, that God has called me to do, is not just spiritual and natural, but whatever God has given me the talent to do or the ability to do, it is my job to use that talent to make sure that whatever needs to be done, it helps cause the spiritual growth and the natural growth of people to move on. And so we've got to understand we are called to manage God's creation. If you ever notice, you do not see individual members of the Trinity farming, building houses, or preaching the gospel. You don't see the Godhead coming down to do the things that God has left us in charge to do. Why? Because he says, "I've given you the ability. I've given you the withal. I've given you the knowledge. I've given you the understanding to do what needs to be done so that the people can bring themselves closer to me." So it is the responsibility of the preacher. It is the responsibility of the teacher. It is the responsibility spiritually for us to pour into the people of God that they will become closer to God. And when we do not do our responsibility, we are failing God. And God, what God has done is he's given us the talent, he has given us the grace, he has given us the ability to do our job. The problem is that people just don't want to do their job. They're tired of doing their job. And sometimes I can understand, people of God, I understand sometimes when you're doing your job and it seems as if nobody's listening, if nobody's retaining, if nobody's getting anything out of it. Can I tell you, you've got to continue to do your job, sometimes even when it's in a place of frustration, because it does not stop. You've got to understand, if you can talk to 50 people, you can talk to 50,000 people, and there are those who are going to grasp hold to the things that you are saying, and then there are those who are not going to listen to you. People of God, you got to understand, as children of God, it is our job, it is our responsibility to make sure that we preach Christ, that we offer Christ to each and every one that comes into our area, that comes into our, it is our job to make sure that we share Christ with each and everyone, that we make sure that we have invited someone to Christ. And so when we do not do our job, it holds up the things and delays the things that need to be done. Can I tell you, people of God, that when the farmer provides all the different things. You got the farmer, you got the baker, you got the truck driver, you've got the grocery store. We could go on with so many different things that we have, but if each and every one of those people, if the farmer or the baker or the truck driver or the grocery store no longer feels responsible for doing their job, this puts the world in limbo. Have you ever been in a place where something goes on strike or a company goes on strike? When a company goes on strike, it delays the things that you're waiting for, my God in heaven. It delays the things that you're waiting for. And so now we've got to understand that the things that are causing the delay in the body of Christ is not God's word, is not God's prophetical word, it is not God's doing. It is our responsibility, my God in heaven, to make sure that we keep that thing moving. We've got to keep the word moving. Somebody say to yourself, we've got to keep the word moving. What do you mean? That means I've got to keep Jesus moving. The Bible lets us know that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. What are you saying? We've got to keep the word moving. We've got to keep the name of Jesus moving. And it seems as if there has been a delay in the world, not in the body of Christ, but there has been a delay in the world because there's so many people in the body of Christ who have given up moving the word or moving the name of Jesus throughout the world because it seems as if they're not receptive, my God, to the word. But I came to tell you know today that do not get frustrated, people of God, on your assignment. Mm. It is our responsibility to call in the name of Jesus. It is our responsibility to tell people who Jesus is. We cannot give up now just because they don't want to hear him. We don't want to give up now because they don't want to receive him. But if we've ever needed the Lord before, oh my God, somebody say to yourself, we sure do need him now. I need somebody to understand that you can't get frustrated, you can't get worn out, you can't get troubled within your responsibility, but I must do the work of him that sent me. Hallelujah. If nobody said it's going to be easy, but it is necessary. Let's go to the word of God. Can I go to my text for a little bit? This is a very well familiar word that is being talking about a traveler. It's talking about a man who had servants under him. And he says to them, I'm going to give you a talent. I'm going to give you each one a talent. Watch this. According to your ability. What God is saying is to you is that I'm not going to give you what you cannot handle. I'm only giving you what you can handle. I'm only giving you what your ability is. I'm not going to take you outside of your ability so that you can do a job that I don't think you're capable of doing. Everything that God has given to us, every talent, whether you sing, whether you're an educator, whatever it is, whatever you do, if you're in technology, whatever it is that God has given you the ability to do, he says, I give you ability to do those things. And he gives some of us more than one ability to do. He says, because I know that you can handle it, my God in heaven. I come to let you know today that you can handle it. Somebody say to yourself, I can handle it. Everything that God has called me to be and everything that God told me to do, I can handle it. I'm not going to put more on you than you can bear. So the Bible says he gives 1 5, he gives 1 2, and he gives 1 1. And the Bible says the one that had 5, my God, knowing who his the talent, he got excited about what he had. He didn't look at how much he had or how much he had to do. What he did was he looked at the responsibility of what he had to do, and he had to make sure that there had to be some increase, my God in heaven. There had to be some fruit shown for what has been given. I come to let people know today, you've got to show, hallelujah, some
increase on what God has given you the ability to do. How my God said, don't waste time in what you've got to do. I've got to work while it is day. Hallelujah. I've got to do what God called me to do. And so the Bible says that the one that had five talents went out and traded with the same and made other five talents. That means he increased or he doubled what he already had. Hallelujah. And likewise, with the one who received two, my God, he gained another two. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what you have in your hand or what God has given you the ability to do. You have the ability, hallelujah, to increase, because when he gave it to you and he put it into you, he not only gave you the ability to do it, but he gave you instructions and directions how to do it. You've got to understand, people of God, that as you grow, hallelujah, you grow in the ability that God gave you, in the talent that he gave you. Thing about it is, you got to understand, the one who started knowing that they had the talent to sing, hallelujah, by the age of 5 or 6 or 10, hallelujah, they did not just sit there and say, oh, I can sing, and never do anything with the talent. They increased their talent as they got older. They were able to do things with their voice that they could not do at the age of 5, at the age of 10, or the age of 12. So now that I'm in the age of 40 and 50, I could do things with my vocals, or do things with the keyboard, or do things with the musical gift that God gave me. Why? Because I did not just sit on the gift and do nothing, knowing that I had the talent to sing or the talent to play or the talent to do anything. I have the talent that God has given me. Hallelujah. He's given you the talent to be able to be quick and in your study, to retain, my God. It's not that people are smarter than you. It's that people are capable of retaining more than you. It's not that they're smarter. They have the capability of retaining it. And so sometimes we got to understand is that it seems as, oh, they're so smart. No, they're able to retain and keep what God has given them. And so God has given us a different talent. And in those talents, you've got people that says, okay, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to increase this talent that God gave me. And I'm going to learn more. I'm going to absorb, because I have the ability to keep and absorb what I retain or what I have heard. And so I want to make sure that what I have heard, I have the ability to teach it and share it with somebody else. And they go and they teach it. And it brings an increase in the world, because the more I teach, I send out, watch this, when you have a professor goes and he teaches his class, and the job of the professor is to make sure that you have learned what he has retained. Oh, God in heaven. Oh, my God. He has learned, and he makes sure that you learned and that you began to retain, so that you can use or implement it into the world, so that that will cause things to keep moving in progress. All right. So when we understand that we're supposed to take what God has given us and we're supposed to use it for the benefit of those who will provide, those who are in line or in our path to benefit, or for them to be productive in their life. Tell you the reason why people are not being productive or benefit or getting the blessing that they're supposed to have is because people have no longer chose to be responsible, not only in the kingdom, but they chose not to be responsible, my God in heaven, in the natural. Because now we're looking for ourselves. We're not looking out to benefit others. We're looking to benefit ourselves. And so we want to keep everything. We want to retain everything. We want to keep all the money. We want to make sure that nobody else is smarter than us, that nobody keeps the knowledge. Can I tell you, knowledge is power. We're often told that. How in the world are you going to have a knowledge that will help benefit other people but don't want to share it with them? Because you can only get so much. But if we spread it out, my God in heaven, hallelujah, if those who are wealthy are responsible to make sure that they feed, hallelujah, the hungry, and they clothe the naked. My God said, when you do that, you are doing it for me. Hallelujah. And so God does not give you the responsibility, people of God, to be wealthy, to sit on it and not do what God has commanded you to do. Please understand, ma'am. Please understand, sir. It is your job. It is your assignment to manage the creation of the Almighty God on his behalf. My God. And so now I understand. Let's come to the one who decided, hallelujah, that they're going to do nothing with what God gave them or what the master gave them. The Bible says, now this is the thing. This is the thing that I find, that even though I'm looking in Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, in the New Testament, I still find this excuse to still be relevant in 2022. The Bible says that the man had God, the man gave him one talent, one job. Oh my God, you got one job, my God in heaven. Some of us got one job. Somebody just say one job where you are. Hallelujah. You got one job to do. And in the one job, my God, the man says, because watch this. Did y'all read where it said how he was gone for a long time? The traveler was gone for a long period of time, which means he had enough time to do one job. My God in heaven. My God. But he says, and he makes an excuse, and he says, I know you are a hard taskmaster. I know you have sown and you have reaped where you have not sown. Hallelujah. And thou hast gathered where thou hast not strawed. So you've got to understand is that this man understood that this man that gave him the talent was capable of that he never sown in. Oh, my God. Let me help some of you. Let me help some of you. Because if some of you look at your money, you'll find yourself and you'll look at some of the money that you have, and it'll say different states, right? It'll say that this was in the state of Tennessee, in New York, or in Arkansas. You're in different places, and when you look at your money, you'll see that you, even though you never traveled there, you have money from there. I've never been to California.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been there, but I may have money that says California on it that represents the state of wherever they are. Okay? So you've got to understand is that even though I did not go there, I have reaped from there. My God in heaven. Mm-hmm. And God is trying to tell you, you're going to reap in places that you did not sow. Why? Because you kept your responsibility and you helped the world go round. And so you got to understand, people of God, hallelujah, if you've never been to New York, hallelujah, that you can still find out that you can reap from places that you did not sow. And the man understood. He said, I know that you have sown and you have reaped in places that you did not sow in, and you gathered straw in places that you did not sow in. And he says, I knew, my God, that you were a hard taskmaster. It was because I was afraid. Hallelujah. I was afraid. That means you were afraid for a long time. This is the procrastinator. This is the one who is lazy. This is the one who has no expectation of their ability. This one is not that they don't know that they have the gift or the ability. They just choose not to do anything with it. My God in heaven, have you ever met those people who wait till the last minute to do everything that they want to do? And they could have had more if they would have done it in a time frame where they could have received more, but they they waited the day before, or they waited the hour before to get things done, and it came out any kind of way because you didn't really care how it came out. You just wanted to say, I did it. But this man says, listen, I knew that you were a hard man, and so what I did was I took what you gave me, and I hid it. I buried it. My God, it's the worst thing you can do is come before God and said, I have not produced anything in the time frame that
my
you were
God.
Gone. I have not produced. I didn't witness to nobody. I didn't bring nobody to Christ. I didn't tell nobody about your name. I didn't keep the word moving. I didn't let nobody know that I was a child of God. I went to work, and I didn't act just like everybody else. I hid you, God. Hallelujah, in my job. I hid you in my family. I hid you. Hallelujah, when I went to the grocery store. I hid you wherever I was because I didn't want anybody to know that I knew you or was able to show people that you were in my life, and so I hid you. Because I didn't know how, my God, how to explain you and explain my flesh. Oh, my God, that's good. I didn't understand how I could cuss, hallelujah, people out on my job and still say I knew who you are. So I became a product of my environment, and I desired to be more what was around me than to be who you made me to be.
Wow.
People of God, if we do not get on our responsibility, if we do not do our job, we're going to find ourselves before the Almighty God hiding, my God. Hallelujah. This is not the first time we see people hiding in the Bible. We'll find in the Old Testament in Genesis. Hallelujah. When their eyes were opened, the Bible says they hid themselves because they feared God. Hallelujah. The only time we hide from God is when we did not do what we were supposed to do. When we had an assignment from God and we did not do our assignment. Oh, my God. Please, people of God, do not allow God to come back and we have not done our job. It is important now more than ever before that we do the job. Hallelujah. Whether people want to hear his name or not. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All you got to do is pass the name. You ain't got to do all the extra stuff. Hallelujah. You don't got to make people choke off his name.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
When you have an understanding, when you have an attachment to God, when you are responsible for the things of God, God will show up in your life and he'll show you what he's capable of doing. And you're no longer talking out of ability, but you're talking out of relationship. You're talking about out of experience. So when I first got my talents from God, I started using my talents. And when I started using my talents, God added more to my talents and to the things that he called me to do. And I started seeing God move in my responsibility. I started seeing Jesus show up in the things that I needed. And now my ability and responsibility was not just able to be a responsibility or a job. It became a testimony. I was able to share with somebody else what I went through in my life through the ability. How did you get out of it, Pastor Dawn? I learned how to pray and go before God. How did you get out of this situation? I learned how to go through my through place, knowing that God was going to bring me through, not knowing, hallelujah, that this trial or this tribulation was going to be so great. Can I just share with you the reason why my voice is so raspy right now is I'm in recovery from COVID, and I'm in a place, in a recovering place where people did not have the ability to recover. And do you think that I'm not going to share the word of God or talk about God after he brought me out of something that somebody died from just this morning? How dare I take the things of God and not share it with God when he gave me another opportunity to live?
God.
He didn't have to let me live. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that he gave me another opportunity to be on a Wednesday night, on the third Wednesday night of the month, to tell you that Jesus, that God is still a healer, and I still have more talent, I still have more jobs, I still have more responsibility that I must do in the kingdom of God. And so I urge you, people of God, I implore you, people of God, do not give up on your responsibility, no matter how much the world frustrates you, no matter how much the world holds you back, no matter how much the world tries to mute you, Jesus is Lord. Can I help remind you of something?
Yes.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. From God our Father. Please understand, people of God, you're just on the breaking of what God is getting ready to do. And I need us to be in the place where God is ready to move on us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the last days, he is going to pour out his Spirit. There is a last day pouring, people of God, that's about to take place. Hallelujah. And I need you to have the posture of being ready. Hallelujah. In this season, say, God, I need you to fill me up. Pour into me. I'm ready to do my job. I'm ready to work, God. If you give me 5 talents, if you give me 2 talents, if you just give me 1 talent, God, I refuse to hide your name. I refuse to hide ministry. I refuse to hide the spiritual growth of the nations. I will go from nations, hallelujah, to nations and talk about you. Why? Because God has given us the ability, my God, to sit in our living room and still reach the entire world. Oh, my God. He's made it easier for us, people of God. All I need is the anointing of God and the talent of God, the ability of God, the anointing of God, the power of God. And I pray that when I'm talking to you today, that the power of God will fall on you right where you are. God will fall on you right where you are, people of God. Hallelujah. I need your posture to be ready. I need you to lift your hands where you are and say, God, I need you to fill me up so I can do my responsibility. Hallelujah. To do what you call me to do. There's no more excuses, people of God. There's no more excuses. Why? Because there are people who want to hear you that don't know your name, but know your Jesus. There are some people who are willing to hear you that people around you have counted out because they know you're Jesus. All you got to do is move the word, present the word, give the anointing of the word. And I promise you, people of God, hallelujah, you could be sitting in your house wherever you are and talking to somebody who's in Italy that is crying out to God, looking for God to save them and deliver them. Hallelujah. Don't mute your voice in this season, people of God, but go out and speak the word of God. Hallelujah. To them that want to hear it and them that don't want to hear it. Hallelujah. There are those that want to receive our Jesus because he is the only one that is going to be able to pull them out of a pandemic. He's the only one that's going to save them, that when they close their eyes, they can lift their voices up and tell the world. Now, let me explain something to you, people of God, that is very important in this particular scripture. Ah, my God. The Bible says in verse 29, he says, for unto every man that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. Let me explain something to you. People of God, don't lose out on what you already have because you didn't work what you had. Oh, my God. God said in the word that he will give an abundance. But for those who did not do what they were supposed to do, he's going to take away from what you already have. And basically, he's going to leave you with nothing. Nothing. The Bible says when those that gave their talents and they did what they were supposed to do and gained other talents, what did the word of God say in verse 23? It says, the Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant, that has been faithful, what, over a few things. Stop acting like whatever you have is so much to do. It's so hard to do. He said it ain't but a few things. And the thing about it is he's giving you ability to do the few things. It's not hard. We just make it hard. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to give you the ability. I'm going to give you the power. I'm going to give you the strength to do what you need to do in this season. And the only way that you're not going to do or have the ability to do it is if you become lazy and slothful. If you become a person that does not care about the things or the people of God or the things of God. Can I tell you, people, everybody on this earth belongs to God. How do I know? Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. The world and things that dwell therein. Hallelujah. You are in the world. You belong to God. And somebody Somebody needs to know that they do not belong to themselves. They belong to God. And now they need to take the responsibility of making sure that they take care of themselves, making sure they have every materialistic thing in the world, and understand that everything that they have, it belongs to God. And everything that they have is because God gave it to them, and not that they gave it to themselves. My God, I got to stop here. I got to, people of God, but I just want you to share with you today that you have a responsibility, people of God, to be good stewards over what God gave you. We can no longer hear the word of God, and not be responsible for what we hear. For those who got on this line today, for those who are going to listen to this after or at another time, you are now welcome to the world of responsibility. For now you are responsible to do the job of the kingdom of God all over this world, whether people want to hear you or not. Let them laugh. Let them talk about you behind their back. Hallelujah. But you're going to reach some that nobody else can reach. So I thank God for each and every one of you who is on the line. I'm going to take this last 15 minutes for those who want to say something about the word today. I'm sorry. I this is only my second sermon in the year of 2022, and I am excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about living. I'm excited about the people of God. Hallelujah. Yes. And I pray that this mentality or this worship or this this excitement does not die by the time we hit May. But we will continue to know that God is a healer and a deliverer, and I am responsible for everything that he has left for us and his creation. Yeah. Amen. The lines are open for each and every one of you who want to share something today. God bless you.
Amen. I thought it was a very mighty word. And I have a cousin who I've been texting over the past few days. But anyway, incidentally, he has COVID virus in California. And really, he's not a Christian. Of course, it's not for me to define whether he's a Christian or not, you know. But anyway, I talked to him, very much about God and him not being by himself. He sent me a selfie of himself, which is pretty good to be able to do that. But he says, I feel like $2 million on a desert island just having the oxygen. And that's very profound thinking, you know. But to be by yourself and you have nurses there, but he's not on the ventilator. And I tried to talk him about getting the vaccine repeatedly to the point in which I realized he's not going to do it. You know, so many people don't want to go to church, don't want to follow God's word. And he gave me every reason in the world why he was not going to take the COVID virus vaccine. And until he actually has to deal with the consequences of his actions. But anyway, he says, you know, I'm actually going to give serious thought to what you told me. You're a good father. He's a father as well, but held him when he's a little baby, you know, and this is my cousin's son. But anyway, 42 years old. But anyway, the choices we make, we have to be in a position to teach other people, educate them to gospel, to the gospel. And I thought your word was very powerful. Even yourself, you know, having combated COVID and surviving it, you know. Thank you.
Hello. Yes. Amen.
Is there another?
Anybody else want to share? Please, if you're not saying anything concerning the message, if you would mute your phone so that we do not hear your conversation in the background, please.
God bless you, Pastor Dawn. This is Sister Regina. There's a powerful word that you had said that you hold forth, and it's our responsibility to be good. And there are going to be some that's going to listen. There's some that's not going to listen. But it will hold forth to embrace. But we continue to hold forth and embrace that word on today. And it's important that the new highways and byways, we continue to embrace that word. Because there's so many out there now with homelessness. And because of this COVID and because of what's going on, a lot of people are abandoned. And because they're abandoned, they're not hearing the word of God. They don't believe. They're holding forth because they've seen so much death. They've seen situations that are going forth, but they have to trust and believe that God has kept them through this time and this hour. And as the man was saying about the man that's in the hospital with COVID, we hold forth to trust and believe. We trust and believe for him that things will prevail. He might not believe it in his mindset, but that's what we call for renewing of the mind, restoration of the mind. Keep on feeding him the word. Keep on encouraging him. Keep on enhancing him. He will get it. He will hold forth to embrace. He might not say it out loud. He might not believe it at that time and that point, but continue to hold forth to embed that seed. And that's what's holding forth. He's telling us to embed that seed, to be implanted into the ground, and for us to be good stewards no matter what the situation looks like. And it might be difficult at times. It might hurt us. But we continue to have to move forward. And it's an excellent word for us to go forward, especially during this time, this season. And God be the glory that what he's prevailed over your life right now and during what you have endured, even besides COVID, but the things that we go for, because we're all enduring. But God has a way that he knows that what we can hold forth and what we can bear. And I just want to say God bless you, Pastor. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. I think people also have to understand they want God to move on their behalf with such a swiftness, but we forget about how before trials and tribulations came to our life, how they mistreated God or didn't acknowledge God. And so now when trouble comes, we want God to move on our behalf as quick. But if we pay attention, what if we move, you know, if God is moving on the behalf on our way, how we treat him. And even though God is not a God that does that, but we are sometimes the one that holding, like I said, we're holding up or delaying the things in our life. It's not God. It is others. And we got to understand, two people of God, the Bible lets us know we are not here to live always. Because of sin, we're still blaming God for death. This is not what God ordained. This is what man chose. And we've got to understand, if we are people who got in the Word of God, read the Word of God, understood the Word of God, then we would not have such a lack in knowledge when it comes to the things of God. The thing that I need to understand is it is my job and my responsibility to get connected to God, not to everybody else. My job is to make sure that I have connected with God and I have a relationship with God. But what do we do? We have so many relationships with so many other people that we're so connected to people. We're more connected to creation than we are to the Creator. And because of that, we have a lack of relationship with God. And so when we see people who go off the things, we can't handle it, but we don't understand that without God, I can't have anything that I have. So my connection with God helps me to be able to handle transitions of those who are no longer with us. Amen. Does that mean that I'm not going to be broken and I'm not going to be hurt? Absolutely not. But I can handle it better. Yeah. When I know I'm in relationship with God, because he's a God that can fix and help all brokenness and all wounds. So when we got an understanding that the closer I am to God, the better I can handle tragedies that come in my life. Amen. But that's the word that we have to get out to these people. That is our responsibility, to show them in the Word of God that you can handle it. You can handle it. that the things that, you're going through, and God is making it, making you ready for that. So we've got to get to ourselves and understand, how am I going to be able to toughen up, to handle the things of this world? I've got to get closer to God. I have to. That's what keeps me in my mind and keeps my mind in perfect peace. That's what makes me not go crazy in times and seasons when I feel like I should. That's what makes me understand that, God, if you do choose to transition me today, as long as I know I'm going to be with you, it's going to be well with my soul. But we've got to get there. And not only that, but we've got to tell people how to get there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm just a witness of what God can. Can I just share with you this? When I was actually on vacation when I end up contracting COVID. Now, mind you, some of you may not know what I do for a living, but not only am I a pastor, but I also work in a dentist office. And so what I do in the dentist office is one of the most dangerous things in a season that I'm in. And not one time within the 2 years that we've been going through this in COVID did I contract COVID. I go away for vacation and end up contracting COVID. And I understood something. I said, God, well, I'm with my daughter and I'm with my son-in-law and my grandchildren. I have 5 beautiful grandchildren, and my daughter and my grandchildren are not vaccinated. And when I realized what was going on, and I tested negative when I was in Florida, but my son-in-law tested positive. And I said, God, when you are a child of God and have a relationship with God, you can ask questions like this, because this you can ask of God certain things. And so I said to God, God, please, whatever I'm going to have to deal with, or my grandchildren or my daughter or my son is going to have to deal with concerning this COVID, God, give it to me. Let me handle it, because I know that it's not time for me to transition, first of all, because there's still assignment on my life. I said, God, let me handle it and no harm come to my children. And when I tell you, my grandkids may have had a sign, a cough, or a sneeze. They had no fever. They had no aches, no pains. My daughter had nothing more than a cough or a sign that there was COVID around. But everything fell on me because I knew I could handle it. And I began to thank God, because God did not allow them to suffer, oh my God, in that season. But I'm telling you, people of God, God still answers your prayer. And sometimes you're going to handle some things, or have to handle some things for others, so that you will be the blessing, so that other people will not have to deal with the tragedy. And so I want you to know that God will give you the ability. God will give you the ability to handle it, people of God. So be blessed in this season. I hope that I'm getting a couple of things. I hope that you heard what I said. But I believe God for you. I believe God for the people of God. You who have a work to do, do the work that needs to be done, in Jesus' name. God bless you. It's so hard to understand.
I face the dawn.